HarperCollins and Harper Audio present How to Disappear Completely by Ali Standish. Performed by Jesse Valinsky. 1. The spot appears on the morning of Graham's funeral. It arrives unannounced and uninvited, like a fly buzzing around a picnic. Not that my life is a picnic today. Or maybe the spot has been there for a while and I just haven't noticed. Maybe the only reason I noticed the little white circle now is because I've been staring at my lap ever since I sat down in the front pew. If I were wearing black tights, like Mom told me to, I probably wouldn't have noticed the spot just between my big toe and my second. But when I searched my room earlier this morning, every pair I owned seemed to be ripped or covered in boomer hair. We didn't have time to run to the store to buy a new pair. I know, because Mom said that 3 times before saying I would just have to go to the church, as is. As is an insult when it comes from Mom. It's still warm out, I reminded her. There's a whole week left before school starts, after all. I don't need tights. Just then, Lily came gliding down the stairs, flawless as usual, from her shiny long hair to her own sleek black tights. Lily is my older sister, in case you didn't know. Which you didn't, because I've only just started this story. There are 2 other things you need to know about Lily. 1, she is perfect. 2, she is going to Yale to study English next year. Even though, technically, she has not applied yet, but she will definitely get in. See number 1 above. She stood shoulder to shoulder with Mom. You can tell that Lily is Mom's daughter. Not because they have the same complexion or eyes or hair, but because they are both the same kind of very polished pretty. Lily had spent the hour before locked in the bathroom we share, curling her hair and perfecting her makeup. I can't remember the last time I looked at my reflection in a mirror, except to get something out of my teeth. Dad came rushing down a moment later, and I was relieved when Mom pounced on his crooked tie, forgetting all about my tightlessness. Then we were off. And now here I am, sitting in the church, staring at the white spot on my left foot, while the minister talks about God and heaven and angels. Now that I've seen the spot, I can't stop staring at it. I blink at the paleness of it against my skin, like a tiny bright moon. I think of this one time Graham took me to the meadow by the river to sit with her while she painted. Well, we did that all the time, but this time, I started pulling the paints from the old leather satchel she carried them around in and reading all their names. They were called things like Icebox Plum and Whitening Willows. What color would I be? I asked. Graham looked at me thoughtfully. Then she said,
You, Emma, are the color of afternoon light settling on the trees in the spinney.
You can't fit that on the back of a tube of paint, I protested. Graham was always saying stuff like that, like she was a poet instead of a painter. But secretly, I'd been proud. Spinney is an old-fashioned word for a little forest, by the way. And the spinney is the place where I wish more than anything I could be right now. I think the spot must be some kind of stain. I lick my finger and lean down, rubbing at it. It doesn't fade like marker or paint would. Another, more alarming thought floats into my brain. What if I've managed to bleach my skin somehow? It seems like something I would do. If I have, Mom will kill me. As if to prove me wrong, she reaches an arm around my shoulders and gives me a reassuring squeeze. She probably thinks I'm looking down because I'm crying. I cross my right foot over my left so she can't see the spot. It seems like almost everyone in Lanternwood has shown up today for Graham's funeral.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?